Tell me, do you want change? Do you like and embrace change? Do you dislike change? Do you fear change? Or are you one of those who just isn't bothered about change? There are three types of change. Type one is change we want and have planned and is under our control, like changing jobs, moving house, or engaging with a new partner. Then there's change thrust upon us by everyday circumstances. We can manage it, but would prefer if it hadn't happened because it's not under our control and not something we asked for. Thirdly, there is change for change's sake. When we say anything would be better than this, this form of change is really dangerous because you don't know or care what you're going to get, just like Forrest Gump's box of chocolates, but it might turn out to be one of the weird chocolate flavours in Harry Potter. It happened in the 1930s in Germany. It happened in Russia in 1917. It's happening here and now in the UK for the second time in the past 10 years. Back in the 20th century, we had big change thrust upon us several times. These events, and many from the late 40s onwards, were caused directly by change for change's sake. Taking the blind assumption any change would somehow be better than the status quo at the time. On the 3rd of February 1960, Harold Macmillan made a speech to the South African Parliament against their policy of apartheid. He said, "The wind of change is blowing through this continent. Whether we like it or not, this growth of national consciousness is a political fact." The thing is, change is continuous. Everything in the universe is energy, and energy is constantly in motion, in vibration, in a state of change. The chair you're sitting on is in motion. Every component of the chair and every component of your body is vibrating at a particular frequency, wavelength, and amplitude. It's how the universe works. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transformed, and the transformation, the change, goes on all the time. You and I think of and perceive change as at the conscious level. We're largely unaware of the other changes going on, but our subconscious mind is aware and taking it into account. You and I decide from time to time to give up our individual control. We're trained to do it. We let others change or interrupt our lives for us. We give them permission or even ask them to do it. We give in, and everyone has done this at some time or other, to the changes other people want. Whether the changes are thrust upon us or we've voted for them is beside the point. When someone else makes the change for us, our life is no longer under our control. What can we do about this? The first thing is to be very clear, really clear, about who and what we want, really want, to be, do, and have. And you and I must be clear about two things: what we want to stop or get away from, and what we want to start or move towards. And which of these is our primary motivator? Second, we must really, really believe we can achieve this desired state. And third, to make it happen, to make our personal enterprise come into being, you and I need to be aware, fully aware, of what's going on around us. It's all about focus, about boundaries we set ourselves, about the essentials and non-essentials, and about saying no to many of the demands and expectations placed upon us by others who feel they need us to facilitate their ambitions rather than working on it themselves. We notice what we're noticing. We become aware of what we're aware. Sounds odd, but once we can do this all the time, it becomes much easier to manage and control the winds of change blowing around us and to focus on our own type 1 controlled and chosen changes. All this sounds simple, and it is, but many people have difficulty with it, which is where coaching and mentoring come into play. If you'd like to discuss any changes going on with you right now, please do follow the link to book a half-hour call to see if I might be able to help. It's what I do.